Survey, Trump up by 50% in the Republican primary. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 29, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is up by 50 points in the Republican primary race, a Morning Consult survey released Tuesday found. The survey, fielded over the holiday weekend, found 64% of Republican primary voters supporting the former president in the primary race. No other competitor comes remotely close, as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis falls 50 points behind with 14% support. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is continuing to gain on DeSantis and sits just 4 points behind him with 10% support in this national survey. Anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy comes in fourth place with 6% support, followed by former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, 3%, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, 1%, and former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, 1%. That portion of the survey was taken among 3,944 potential Republican primary voters and has a +2% margin of error. Further, the trends indicate that Trump's support could only grow as other candidates drop out. Precisely the opposite of what the other GOP hopefuls need. Per Morning Consult. A plurality of non-Trump supporters say he's their second choice. Roughly 3 in 10 potential GOP primary voters who support someone other than Trump, 29%, said the former president would be their second choice. Such voters make up roughly 10% of the GOP's expected electorate, suggesting that the former president's support could continue to grow if lower polling contenders drop their bids. During a Monday appearance with Fox News's Laura Ingraham, DeSantis attacked Haley for taking what he described as very, very establishment-oriented positions. "We know she had the social media proposal to force everybody to give their names, which we know would be weaponized against conservatives. Anybody that's been alive for the last 3 or 4 years knows how that censorship regime works," he said, adding that she's also said no limits on immigration, that CEOs should determine our immigration policy. Related, Haley says DeSantis is letting China develop military planes on Florida land. She also took the side of Disney against the state of Florida and against us protecting our kids, he said, concluding that Haley is just fundamentally out of step with Republican voters. "I think she's relying on liberal media to prop her up," he added, as Haley's campaign preps to spend $10 million in Iowa and New Hampshire in hopes of taking DeSantis down. Tuesday's Real Clear Politics average showed Haley just 3 points behind of DeSantis in Iowa and DeSantis falling to third place in South Carolina, behind Trump and Haley. The Florida governor also finds himself in fourth place in New Hampshire, behind Trump, Haley, and Christie in that order.